Mark Spaeth Smith is the pastor of Spaeth Temple in Elgin. He says therapy is a taboo subject in the Black church.
What I think it was and is it is a false sense of religious piety that feels as if you go to someone that maybe you don't trust God or you really don't want nobody to know your business.
Renetta Shores Gaston is a licensed clinical social worker in Rockford. She says she remembers what she heard as a child.
And growing up, you know, like a lot of parents would say to their kids, like, what happens here stays here. You don't be telling people our business.
Spaeth Smith says growing up, he heard that saying as well.
But the problem is when something's going on that is abusive or negligent or challenging or just, you know, mentally decapitating, someone does need to know.
Salima N. Turner is also a licensed clinical social worker. She serves the Black community in the Oak Park area. She says she's witnessed Black seeking therapy, but she's also seen where it was a last-ditch effort for some.
They tried some other things. They tried to self-medicate. They tried to go through the church. They tried to talk to friends to no avail. And so kind of here they are on my couch, and we're working to kind of undo some of that damage that has been done.
She says a couple of clients shared that mental health were not discussed at their church.
And they were told to pray. They were told that, you know, God would not give them any more than what they could bear.
Turner agrees that prayer should be a component, but she says other steps need to be taken.
If you have a heart condition, you're not going to go and talk to a pastor or a podiatrist that specializes in feet. You are going to make your way to a cardiologist that specializes in the heart.
Nicholas Richard Thomas is an organizer for the Black Alliance for Peace. He says he is currently seeking a therapist.
Before I used to say, oh, well, I've never had like a breakdown mentally. I don't need a therapist yet, right? But that was a silly way of thinking. You shouldn't wait till you break down to go get the therapist. You should probably do maintenance like a car. Like, you don't wait until you're completely out of oil. You get an oil change beforehand.
He says therapy wasn't considered normal when he grew up.
If it's not normalized, then you're probably going to grow up and not really think about it. So I had people in my family who suffered from mental illness, who suffered from addiction, who probably needed a therapist.
He also suggests that the cost could be one reason that some Blacks don't go.
I think we've seen that too. I mean, you know, if anybody who's grown up struggling, you could think back, like, if you ask for something, oh, you don't need it, right? It goes back to that. And it's really because it's a place from insecurity because you can't afford it. And that's the reality.
Shores Gaston says another issue is trust.
Almost like with the police, like you don't trust them or you feel like they're going to call the authorities on you or they're going to lock you up. You know, a lot of people are afraid that, oh, if I tell them that I'm having these thoughts of hurting myself, then they're going to automatically put me in the hospital.
She says some Blacks only feel comfortable if the therapist is Black. Spaeth Smith says that people should make therapy as normal as breathing. He says he's very transparent about it when he talks to his parishioners.
But I tell my members, listen, this is going to be a great conversation. I'm going to be real with you like the sun is bright. Go get a therapist. You know, I'll suggest some for you.
And he says more Black pastors should talk about therapy openly.
I did a message one time this year called Get Some Help, because at the end of the day, everybody needs help.
Shores Gaston says she does see a change coming. She says she was recently invited to speak with a couple of churches via Zoom. Turner also says some churches are having conversations about mental health.
Just with the pandemic, I've seen a couple of churches that are doing Zoom meetings for their congregation with the mental health providers that are members of the church.
Shores Gaston says she wants to remind anyone suffering from mental health issues that they don't have to go it alone, and they shouldn't feel bad about getting the help that they need. I'm Yvonne Booz.